Thank you, Leonard. I don't want it to be too long, you'll be glad to know. So just for a few minutes, really, just some very simple little thoughts. Acts chapter 26 is where I was just thinking about. Acts chapter 26, just a couple of verses. You don't need to turn to them, I'll read them out. And just pass on a couple of thoughts there. Acts chapter 26, and it's all about this man called Paul. And he's standing before a king. He's standing before a king. And the name of the king is King Agrippa. And verse 27, it says this, King Agrippa, he asked him a question, "Believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest." Then Agrippa said to Paul, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." And Paul said, "I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day, were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds." I heard a lovely story recently. It was a lovely story, and it's been playing on my mind over and over again. And it was about a person, and what that person thought, in relation to God. And it was what that person thought in relation to God and sin and forgiveness and so on. It was a lovely little story. And I've heard a question recently as well, around about the same time. And the question's come over and over. I've heard it quite a few times now. And the question is simple. It's, what's your story? What's your story? Now, I've thought about that question back in the past, and I've thought about it in relation to these verses. But it's kind of come back on me. What's your story? What's my story? And here, when we've read in these couple of verses, we've read about a man called Paul, and he's telling his story, his story. And Paul was a great man. Remember, before he met God, as it were, we could perhaps say that he was a terrible man. He had done some awful things, and God stopped him in his tracks. He arrested him in his tracks, and he stopped him, and he asked him some searching questions, and Paul gave his life to the Lord Jesus. And he went on and he started to preach about the Lord Jesus time and time again. He wouldn't be silenced, he wouldn't be stopped. And there was a group of people, and they wanted to silence him, and they wanted to kill him, and so on, and they set traps. And at this point here, he's been taken into custody, as it were. He's in chains, and he's come up before a king at this particular point in time. He's been before other people, and he's come up before this king, King Agrippa. He's actually on his way. He's on his way to Rome. He's on his way to Rome to appear before Caesar. And this is just a kind of interim gap, and he stops before this great man, this King Agrippa. And Agrippa, I think, is rather intrigued with this man, and he wants to hear his story. And Paul doesn't hold back at all. He starts to tell him the story. He starts to tell him how he was setting out one day, and he went down that road, the road to Damascus. And he went down that road, and his intention was to round up the Christians and to persecute them. And his intention was to take them back and put them in chains and do terrible things to them, sometimes kill them as well. Terrible things. But on that journey that morning, that's when God stopped him. That great light shone out of heaven, and it arrested him in his tracks. And Paul became a believer in the Lord Jesus. The very person he was setting out to destroy, the believers or the followers of the Lord Jesus, he was setting out to destroy them. The very one, the God of heaven who he was going up against, stopped him in his tracks. And he saved them that day. And he turned them around, and Paul goes on to work for the Lord, as it were. And he stands before King Agrippa, and he tells him all these things. You can just imagine, I think I would be going to pieces if that was me standing telling my story in front of a king. But not Paul. He goes to town on this, and he tells it, the full story and all the details. And then he challenges King Agrippa, and he asks him, "What do you believe? King Agrippa, I know that you believe. What do you really believe? Do you believe? Do you believe?" In other words, he was asking King Agrippa what his story was. I was thinking back to my time in my life and my story. I was just very young when I became a Christian. I was just 6 or 7 years old. Now, I can't pinpoint you to an exact date. I can't pinpoint an exact time and so on. But I can remember the day, or I can remember the night very vividly in my mind when I realized that I needed to be a Christian. Why did I need to be a Christian? Well, I needed to be a Christian because I'd been going along to all these meetings and I'd heard the stories from the Bible told over and over and over again. And I'd sat in the seats and listened. Sometimes I didn't listen, or a lot of the time I didn't listen. But round about that time, I'd been listening intently because I realized that what people were saying and what the Bible was saying and what God was actually saying was that I was a sinner. And I ignored that at first. But then it came to me more and more. It became real. And I began to realize, you know, this is right. This is me. I've done all these things wrong. I do all these things wrong. I can't help it. I'm a sinner before God. And I needed to be saved. But so many times I sat in these meetings and I can remember this, sitting thinking about it, and then just willing the meeting to be over. And then the meeting was over and I was gone. And I just put it to the back of my mind. And I didn't really know how, anyway. I didn't really know how to become a Christian. You know, we were thinking about that just recently, just a few of us. How is it that we become a Christian? We're so good at standing and saying, well, we need to be saved, but how is it that we actually become a Christian? And I remember asking my big sister that night, what do I say? I knew I had to pray to God. I knew that he was able, as we've been hearing, to actually save us, to save me, a person like me, but I didn't really know what to say. And so my sister told me some simple little thoughts, and then I just said a little prayer to myself, just lying there under the duvet cover, and the Lord saved me that night. I just simply cried to the Lord and said, you know, I'm a sinner. I've done all these things wrong. And I realized that you sent your son into the world to die on the cross at Calvary. And you sent your son into the world to take the punishment for my sin. For my sin. And you sent your son into the world to take all my punishment and all the punishment of all the people in the world in order that I could get my way back to heaven. You see, all of us have fallen short. The Bible tells us all have fallen short of God's standards. And we're all sinners. And we all need to have this problem of sin dealt with if we want to get to heaven. And it was all those years ago, quite a few years ago now, that I just said that little prayer. And God came into my life and he saved me that day. There was no special thing happened. There was no experiences that I underwent that you know, other people noticed and so on. But there was something in my heart that changed. And that was quite simply that the Lord came into my heart and he saved me and he took me on from there. Is that my story? Well, my story goes on, because my story goes on from that day, really. In fact, that's where my story really starts, the day that the Lord Jesus Christ, the day that God saved me from my sins. And it went on from there, and you know, he's never left me, and he's never deserted me. And there can be uphill battles and uphill struggles, and he's never deserted me. There can be down in the valley experiences, and he's never left me, not once, never. I've perhaps tended to wander away from him, but he's never wandered away from me. And it's a tremendous thing to be a Christian. You know, there are many, many things in this world. There's many, many things round about us. There's many, many things that we're bombarded with that are attractive. And we think, oh, you know, if we could go after this and we could go after that. And if we could be successful in this and successful in that, that would be fantastic and so on. But there is no greater thing than being able to stand and say that you're a Christian and that one day you're going to heaven. One day you're going to heaven. I wonder if every one of us in the hall tonight can actually stand and say, one day, I'm going to heaven. That's my story. That's my story. And Paul, he stands before King Agrippa, and that's what he's saying. This is my story too, that one day Christ came in and he saved me. And he turned me into a Christian, and I followed him thereafter, and one day I'm going to meet him. And he turns to Agrippa, and he says, what about you? What about you? It's lovely, isn't it? But there's a really sad response from King Agrippa. He says, almost you've persuaded me. Almost. I'm almost there, Paul. I'm almost there. I'm listening to what you're saying and I'm almost there. You know, that was me all those years ago, just before I was saved. Almost there. Almost there. And King Agrippa, that's what he comes at. And he says, I'm almost there. I'm almost persuaded. But he just didn't take that final step. We're hearing from Leonard that it has to be from the individual, doesn't it? We can present the story, we can present the lovely story of the Bible, we can present the story of the Word of God and what God says, but we can't actually make you a Christian. Paul couldn't make King Agrippa a Christian, but God could. And King Agrippa had to come to that point himself, and he was almost there, but not quite. Almost, but lost, says the hymn writer. A very, very sad line. One of the saddest lines of any hymn that I know. Almost, but lost. And it would be very sad to think that that was one of us in the hall tonight, that we were almost, but not quite there. What's your story? What's my story? Well, it would be lovely to think that each and every one of us were Christians. It would be lovely to think that each and every one of us was following after the Lord. And we can have that experience tonight because we can give our hearts and our lives to the Lord Jesus where we are, where we sit at any time. There doesn't need to be a special ceremony. There doesn't need to be a special occasion. We can just say a simple prayer to the Lord. Lord, I know I'm a sinner. And I know that you sent your son to die on the cross at Calvary. And I know that if I just accept you and believe with all of my heart that you came, you died on that cross, and you rose again on the third day, that you'll come and you'll save me from my sins. And it's something as simple as that. And God will save each and every one of us, and he'll take us home to heaven. I remember a speaker once, and he was saying, there's one thing better than being a Christian, and that is to know that you're a Christian, and to know that you're on your way to heaven. I was thinking of that hymn, actually, that we sung tonight, 611, I'm not ashamed to own my Lord, or to defend his cause, maintain the honour of his word, the glory of his cross. And I just wonder how Paul would sing this hymn tonight, because I think it rather fits with Paul's story when he's standing before Agrippa. At the cross, where I first saw the light. Well, he saw the light on the road, didn't he? But he speaks about the cross, and he speaks about the fact that Christ came and he died, and the burden of my heart rolled away. I think Paul could say that for sure. The burden of his heart rolled, the burden of sin rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. And that's quite simply what we need to do tonight. We need to just come to the cross and see the person of the Lord Jesus and realize and understand that he is able. He is able. If there's anyone, it's him. It's only him. There's nobody else. It's he. He is able. He is able to save us from our sins and take us to our home in heaven. Now, we thank you for listening tonight. We thank you for coming along. And we're just going to close with a word of prayer, and then our meeting's over. If you have any questions about these things, then please feel free to ask them. We're more than happy to discuss these things with you just after the meeting's finished. Shall we pray?